Teachers Talking Tech is sponsored in part by StartDot, a handwriting app and online resource for teachers and children. Learn more at startdothandwriting.com.
Hello and welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
Before we start with this podcast, we wanted to reintroduce ourselves. We had a lot of new listeners over the last like 3-4 months, mm-hmm. and we realized we hadn't done like who are we, where are we, any of that stuff in like a year.
Yeah, we got a couple emails, which has been awesome. Thanks for emailing. And you know, one of the emails said, hey, I don't know where you guys are located or what you teach or whatever, but we'll share some resources or whatever. So it was kind of cool to hear people are out there listening and they're interested in finding out more about us.
Yeah, and on our Facebook page, we've gotten likes from Africa, Australia, all over the world, which is just awesome because it just shows we all have one common goal, which is educating kids and learning more about ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so basically, Mike, tell us about yourself here.
All right. Well, my name is Mike Brown. I teach second grade here, and we're in Chelsea, Michigan. Eric and I have known each other since college, which is kind of cool, and we started teaching together about 11 or 12 years ago.
Yep.
And so this is my 16th year teaching, and I've been teaching elementary the whole time, and I just really love teaching elementary kids.
Yeah, and I've been teaching for 13 years and taught first and second grade, and Mike and I definitely enjoy technology, but I think more than technology, we enjoy innovating and changing things up in our classroom all the time.
Yeah, I think that's been the common theme. You know, my teaching got stale there, and luckily our district took forth a tech initiative to put iPads in the classroom, and that really kind of reinvigorated me as a teacher. So with the technology and then all the innovative things that come with technology and other innovative things that are out there, it's just been a really awesome 5 years for sure.
Yeah, and we present and things like that, but we love this this mode of talking with you, which is podcasting, because we can share with so many more people than just doing a local presentation. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So today we're just going to be talking about a great resource for you when you're teaching reading, and it's called ReadWorks.org. And ReadWorks.org is a nonprofit organization that started out to help kids with their comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's actually where I first started looking this up is during our guided reading lessons, we not only read by level, but by strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of districts, our district's looking at kind of changing the way we teach reading in small group and going away from the guided reading approach on an everyday basis and getting more into some strategy groups so that you can be pooling readers that are all working on the same strategy, but they might be reading at different levels. And so for me, I think it sounds awesome, but how do I know what strategies to work on, or where do I get the information for that?
Yeah, that's the hard part.
And this is a great, I mean, when you click on the skill and strategy unit, there's like 15 or 16 strategies there that you can focus on with your students.
Yeah, so before I would search Google or go to Pinterest, the thing is that there's not a lot of free materials, especially reading passages,
mm-hmm.
Where this site, so let's say you go to their first part, which is the skill and strategy units. If you're working on cause and effect, you can click on that link. It takes you to right to articles that focus on cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Often there are worksheets that are right attached to the passage. I mean, it's amazing how much information is on there for free. And the skill and strategy units will often have multiple lesson plans. So you can do one lesson on it, or you can follow up and do 2, 3, 4 lesson plans on that skill.
Right.
So they also have comprehension units, both for read alouds and for novel studies. So basically anywhere from K to 6, you can find some comprehension units that just really are working on how kids are remembering what they read and connecting to it.
And what I like about this as I'm looking through this, as we're doing this podcast, I've got the site up and I'm looking at it. You can search by level, and it's got Fonsis and Pinel leveling system if you use that. It's got the Lexile leveling system. And if you don't use those two, you can find correlation charts online to match your leveling system to here.
Yeah.
So it's a really easy way to find the right leveled passage for your students.
Yeah. So then onto the reading passages, which is the fourth part of their site. The reading passages are probably what I use the most, and there's a ton of them. you can basically keyword search. You can even narrow it down by grade, by Lexile level, by topic, by what's the skill you're trying to teach your kids. For example, let's say you were doing a unit on historical figures, mm-hmm. and you wanted things about Abraham Lincoln. You can type in Abraham Lincoln, but then you can narrow it down by grade level, Lexile level, anything you wanted. And then when you find the article you want, you bring it up, and it is going to show you the article itself, and most of them have worksheets or comprehension pages that go right along with that article if you choose to use those. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I don't use them. I just give the kids the passage, and maybe I put it in Seesaw so I can hear them read. Other times I will have them take the passage and get out a highlighter and look for key words.
Right.
Other times they just fill out the comprehension page. It's really open-ended how you would like to use them.
Mm-hmm.
So I love using these, but Mike and I, you know, we're really looking at, like, trying to save paper this year.
Yeah, we're very environmentally conscious, and that's we hate grading papers.
That's right. And so it turns out that ReadWorks has a new site, which is called digital.readworks.org. When you go there, you'll create an account, and you need to use a different email than you used on ReadWorks.org.
Mm.
But when you create your account, you can create a class and a roster. And your kids can log in using Gmail or just your class code. And they don't have as many articles on here, but same thing. You can search by topic or by grade level. And the cool thing here is you assign the articles to your whole class, to sections of your class, however you mm-hmm. want to do it. And then you can also add quizzes or vocabulary tests right on it, and it's all online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is amazing. So my kids,
and it's all free.
And it's all free.
It's all free.
Which is crazy. So my kids did this the other day and tried it out with me. And so we just created a link. They go right to it. They log in. And then after they read, and a lot of them, for the little kids, it reads to them even. It's,
yeah.
They have a reading function.
Yeah, when you're scrolling through, you can see, you know, all the passages or books or whatever that they've got there. And some, a lot of them will have a little speaker next to it, especially at the K and even some of the first grade levels, I believe. And so the kids, it'll read to them. So,
which is awesome for differentiation. I mean, if you have
absolutely.
Kids that can read at that level, great. But if you have special needs kids, you have some lower kids in reading, mm-hmm. they can listen to it and still work on the same skills.
And the nice thing is, like you said, if we're working on a specific strategy, we're not always working on decoding.
Right.
Sometimes we're working on characters or whatever. And so the kids may not be able to read the passage, but if they can hear the passage, they can talk about the characters and their traits that was in the, that were in the passage.
Exactly. Now, the Digital ReadWorks library looks like it goes all the way up to 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find articles from K all the way through 12.
And it's also informational and literature texts, so it's a little bit of both. I know informational text has always been where we lack
yeah.
in schools, and so it's got a ton of great informational texts.
It sure does. It sure does. And you can tie it right into units you're doing in social studies mm-hmm. or science pretty easily. So after your kids would read, they would take the quiz if you assign that. If they do take the quiz, the other part, which I can't believe they have, is on free, on a free site, but you have a dashboard that has all your kids' names, and once they take the quiz,
mm-hmm.
it will actually give you feedback on how they did all right there, and so you can pull your kids back and meet with them in small strategy groups, so the kids that need it,
right.
you can pull them back. The kids that don't need it, off they go.
That's so awesome.
Great for differentiation and all free. So we wanted you to know about those two sites, ReadWorks.org and Digital.ReadWorks.org, two awesome sites. By the way, you can donate to them. So if you use it and you love it, donate $5 or $10 you know, and help them out. And it'll keep it free for everybody. So
yeah.
really, really great. Now, I want to remind you, while we're talking about donating, send money to Mike and I.
Yeah, that's right.
At our Teachers Talking Tech on Facebook. Well, no, actually, don't send us money. I'm kidding. But please go to our Facebook page, Teachers Talking Tech, and we'd love for you to connect with us. You can also email us at teacherstalkingtech@gmail.com. On Twitter, we're at TeachSomeTech. And on YouTube, I am actually going to do a run-through of ReadWorks on
cool.
YouTube. Sometimes hearing it is not enough, so if you'd like to see what it looks like, get a run-through, I'm going to do a quick run-through on YouTube. Just go on YouTube, search for Teachers Talking Tech, and our channel will come up. You can subscribe or just look at the videos, and hopefully they're helpful. All right. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
And we're Teachers Talking Tech.